Morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Comrade Show, brought to you by the UCC Commerce Society. My name is Erin Goulding, and we are back again this week for a RAG special. I think we're going to do a bit of like a Techno Tuesday kind of a vibe. So I'm joined in the studio today by Aoife.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Aoife is in second year, and do you want to tell us a bit about your position on the society?
Yeah, so this year I'm the Corporate Social Responsibility Officer, which is a very long title, but it is really important, I guess, in today's society, because we hear it all the time in lectures and you're wondering what it is, and it's just giving back to the community and looking after the environment and making sure everything is done sustainably and well, basically.
Yeah, lovely. And you're the CSOR officer. Do you have any events kind of coming up or anything that you can give an example of?
Yeah, so we're planning on working with CUH in painting a mural, helping paint a mural in one of the gardens, which will really just brighten up the area and be nice for patients and staff. So that's really exciting. And we'll be giving back to the local community, which is nice.
Yeah, so that's all that CSOR is about. It's just kind of giving back to the community and kind of remembering that while we're kind of, I would consider like the Commerce Society to be kind of corporate. So to kind of remember that
it's not all about profit all the time. Like there's other things that are important as well to keep in mind.
Exactly, which you can kind of easily forget sometimes. Especially in college, you know, there's so much else going on apart from the society, but it's important to remember the bigger picture.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's great. And how are you getting on with college this year?
Grand. Second year, big jump from first year, but it's grand. RAG week, trying to like still make it to lectures as well as obviously enjoying the nights out is hard, but I feel like if you just show up and if you're just there, you'll take in something.
I know. I think it's the whole like just the effort to make it to the lecture, because once you're there, as you said, you can just kind of like soak it all in.
Yeah.
Because most of the stuff is on Canvas anyway. It's just kind of, it's good to be there.
It's good to be
there. You know, you feel like you're more productive. You feel like you've gotten something done. Yeah. Even if that's all you do, just go.
Yeah.
Even if you don't go to the library.
Even though sometimes it feels like you're physically there, but mentally
I'm never there.
Never
mentally,
there.
I've checked it. But so we mentioned this week is RAG week. All about kind of, as you said, remembering the bigger picture, donating to charities.
Yeah.
So the timetable, I'm just going to go through a bit about like what's going on in college for the week. So there's actually food trucks on campus all day for the week.
Which is lovely.
Which is really nice. Yeah. There's Walk and Roll and Sultan, which is really, really good, because I was starving yesterday and I was running to a lecture and I just popped into Walk and Roll, got my spring rolls, and I was on the go. So it's kind of nice to mix it up as well, because I feel main rest and...
Yeah, they're nice, but I don't know. It's nice to
mix
different
it up.
And a bit of soakage for the night as well, if you're going out.
So there's actually, and I think what's great about RAG is that every club and society is kind of has some event on, and some of them kind of crawl out of the woodwork, like the archery club, for example.
Yeah.
You'd forget that we had an archery club, but they have an event on today. It's an arrow shooting challenge.
Oh, very interesting.
You'd completely forget that we had an archery club in the
It's a good chance to get to know these kind of societies and stuff if you're interested in joining them, like next
big
year or
time.
Whatever.
The Musical Theatre SOC have Campus Valentines outside the library. I presume that's kind of like a...
Matchmaking,
maybe? Speed dating, something or other. The Knitting SOC have a Knit and Crochet-a-thon from 11 till 3 today, which I think would be so fun.
Yeah.
If I was anyway halfway good.
I know. If I had the skills, knitting, I would be there, but unfortunately...
Definitely. The only thing that's putting a dampener on today is the weather.
Yeah.
It's kind of grim outside.
Tan will be running.
I know.
Hair will be getting frizzy.
Yeah, it's kind of grim outside, but we'll get over it. So then there's a Drag for RAG on tonight.
Yes, this is a big event, I think, for RAG Week. I've seen a lot about this on social media and stuff.
Yeah, huge.
Which is very interesting.
There's a lot of people that are kind of well-known around the campus, like a lot of students' union exec and stuff that are taking part, dressing up as drag queens.
Fair play to them, like putting themselves forward, you know, for the
big time
charities and stuff. It draws in people definitely when they see people they know getting involved in them.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's something a bit different, and it's kind of inclusive. And again, remembering the bigger picture is what it's all about.
Yeah.
And then obviously you've got your voodoo, have the County Colours night. You said you were going to that.
I'm going to that tonight. I'm just trying to decide which jersey to wear. I have my Cork jersey, my Mayo jersey, or my half and half jersey. So I think I'll go for the half and half.
I think the half and half is
best of both worlds.
Is the best. Yeah, that's
the one. Have to represent both.
Yeah. So I myself, I'm going out tonight, but I don't have a voodoo ticket, and I feel like if you don't have a ticket, you're not going to get in.
Yeah, I think it's hard to know. The queue, yeah.
The queue for me is going to be such a turn off. Yeah,
and especially if the weather's like this, you won't be wanting to stand outside waiting.
No, I think that'll be a huge downer. I think it's probably going to be Brogue again. But how bad, that's my favourite place at the moment.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay to get in, so it's a big plus.
I know, it's ideal. And then there's a rave for your rights in Spokane Fauna. I was told about this last night, and I didn't believe him when he told me, but there's a rave kind of a thing on in Spokane, which I think could be really...
That is something different. That is interesting.
Yeah. So those are kind of like the main events on for today, and then kind of the main ones to look out for the rest of the week. Tomorrow, Wednesday, there is a Take Me Out on.
Oh, that is very fun, I think. I'd love to. I might go and see that.
With the podcast, guys, I'm Grandmam.
And they are so funny.
Yeah, so that's a UCC Student Union and Law Soc collab. So that'll be huge.
Yeah.
I think that's a ticketed event.
Yeah, there'll be a big crowd of that, I'd say.
So it'll be really big. And then Thursday, there's the Shave or Die. So the Students Union are taking part in this. And they can either shave their head or dye their hair.
Dye their hair. And I think they're going for pink hair dye this year.
Okay.
From what I've seen.
So
big commitments from
Make sure people are around campus for that, because that'll be hilarious. And then there's a drag bingo on. There's a lot of drag stuff on this year.
Yeah. Which is nice. I suppose it fits perfectly with easy play on words of rag.
Yeah, definitely. So the drag bingo is on with Students Union Accounting and Finance and Women in Business SOC. So that's on Thursday, and then...
I think it's really nice as well how different societies come together to plan events that kind of represent a bit of what both the clubs or societies are interested in. Like, they're collaborating on the events, which brings us this really full timetable for the week.
Yeah, definitely. And the collab is nice as well because it's kind of preparing you for after college when you will be collaborating with people that you might not have much in common with.
Yeah, all the time. So it's good practice for that.
Definitely. So lots of good events there to keep an eye out for. You were talking earlier that there is the raffle.
There is Rag Raffle, which I know people think raffles, there's a low chance of winning, but the amount of prizes that they have for this is actually unbelievable. And some of them are really good. For example, 2 iPhone XORs are up for grabs.
That's crazy.
And one that really caught my eye, which is interesting, under the heading of UCC prizes, is free meals in the main rest for the month of March.
What?
Which I think in this economy, anyone will be delighted to have.
Oh my god, big time.
Because
that's a great one.
That would take a lot of pressure off, and it would be lovely to have a hot meal in the main rest every day for the month. And you'd feel like a bit of a celebrity, I feel like, going in, getting your meal and not having to pay for it. It would be lovely.
Definitely.
So there's just so many prizes. You can have a look on the UCC Student Union Instagram. There's so many prizes, they've had to divide it up into different categories, basically, because there's so many vouchers and just so many different things that you can get.
Do they mention there anything about the sponsors, who's...
So they say, so it's each of the prizes, they say where they got it from. And there's just such a long list. For example, there is 3 new Cork City football jerseys. There's €50 hair vouchers, makeup vouchers, tickets to different things in the Opera House. The Maradike have sponsored bowling and darts for people, and the tickets are €5 for a ticket or €10 for 3 tickets. And they just say to keep an eye on the Instagram for when they'll be selling them on campus. So I think it would be worth an enter, because for the amount of prizes that there are, you have a good shot.
Definitely. I never really have any luck with that. But
yeah, I feel like that too sometimes, but then I feel like if you're not in it, you can't win it. So
true. And there's so many prizes there, as you said. I think there's 3 or 4.
There's
photos on Instagram.
Yeah, there is.
So that's a lot of opportunity there for anyone who, wants to get a free meal.
Yeah.
Or wants an update on their phone or something to just
check it out anyway. And one of the main things of Rag Week, I feel like, is anything you're thinking about doing, just always think it's all for charity. So
true, exactly. It is about the bigger picture. It's not really about if you win or lose. Your €5 is going to somewhere.
Really good. Yeah.
So we had our own, to bring it back to ComSoc, we had our own event yesterday. It was the Brush and Bubbles event, which was in De Vere Hall, and it was €20 per person for the event. So there was the Prosecco and the painting and then a DJ, and it was a really, really nice event. And again, all the money's going to a really good cause.
Yeah.
It might seem a lot to pay for an event, but that's...
I actually think it's quite reasonable when you think that you're getting the materials for the painting as well as them guiding you through it. Yeah. And obviously the Prosecco is like an extra, is good as well. But yeah.
So that was a great event. So to just keep an eye out for all the events that are happening during the week around college, around campus. And there's going to be loads of stalls as well, like a load of clubs and socks are going to be out with stalls throughout the week, like doing random bits. I know like the basketball club have got some sort of event.
They're
tomorrow.
Doing, it's like take a shot or you might get the chance to pie someone in the face and enter into a raffle. It's like very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, there's loads of different stuff like that. So definitely keep an eye on that.
Yeah, and there's a good buzz around campus with all the different stands and like there's something different on every day as well as the food, which is nice.
Yeah. It's not always about the food.
No.
So yesterday I kind of, when we were at the Brush and Bubbles event, I kind of went around to people and were asking them, what's your favourite song for an afters or what's your favourite song to come on in a club at the moment? So I think for today, because it's Rag, and to kind of get people back in the mood to be going out, because I know a lot of people were out last night and they're probably like, oh,
they might need to pick me up. The thought to get in the of mood going again. Out. Yeah.
So, this is Lifetime. I think it was Ben O'Connor or PRO who suggested this song. So this is Lifetime. Time by Tobias. I'm gonna just take a random shot in the dark and say that that's the guy who wrote the song. So last week we did a death row night out. So if you had very one last night in Cork, where are you going? What do you eat? What are you drinking? Where are you prinking? And like, are you going to an afters? And like, what food? Where are you going for food after? So we all kind of took a shot at it. Mine, after a week of thinking back, has not changed. But Aoife, if you want to give us your death row night out.
So this will be it. Now, this is a very tough decision because I love every night out. But I'd be starting off my pranks with West Coast Cooler as I do my makeup. Then I would have my friends over to the apartment and we would prank, probably with our vodka, lime and sparkling water, which is our go-to.
That is grim. Oh my God.
I know you're a lime hater, but once you start, people know that once you start drinking the lime, you just can't go back. Then I know it's a very first year pub, but I would have to go to the Wash for one drink or two drinks.
I'm actually not a big fan of the Wash.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like it's very small.
It is tiny, but I just think I have such good memories there.
Okay, fair. Because I never went there last year, so.
See, no, we went there so much, so I just feel like I'd have to go for old time's sake if it was my last night out.
Nostalgia, yeah.
Yeah. And then I would potentially go to, very boring, but go to Brogue maybe for a little bit, like in kind of in between, and then end up in Voodoo.
You'd finish the night in Voodoo?
Finish the night in Voodoo.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, once I get to that point of the night, I'm able for Voodoo. Sometimes you're not in the mood, but after like that long of like being out, I can do it. And with my friends on the dance floor. And then we would have to go to Lavish afterwards on the way home.
And what are you getting in Lavish?
Me and my best friend, you see, one of us get curry cheese chips and one of us get garlic cheese chips, and then we share them. So it's literally just the dream.
Okay, that's ideal.
It's the dream. Nice. And then we get the bus back to the apartment and finish up the night with a bit of goss. Have a big DMZ.
Yeah.
That is my dream night out.
Okay. That's weird because I said like Voodoo or the cab and finish in Brogue.
Oh.
My new thing is finishing in Brogue.
Oh, I haven't tried.
Because I feel like it closes later than all the other ones.
Yeah, to be fair, once I get to that point, I don't really notice.
Yeah.
But no, that could be good.
I don't know. That was like my go-to.
Finishing Brogue. Yeah, I must try it. I might try it.
I've never like gone to Brogue. I feel like it's too early for Brogue then.
Yeah, I suppose.
If you're going at like 9 or 10, I feel like that's a bit grim.
It is. To be fair, we kind of treat it as like a Pringles kind of place because you don't have to pay to get in, and then we can have one or two drinks to get ourselves.
That is the great thing about Brogue. You don't have to pay. It really makes a difference.
It makes such a difference. Yeah. And I just can't walk into Voodoo too early in the night. I just can't do it because, I don't know, I'm just not able for like that techno kind of dance floor that's sometimes there.
Really?
Yeah. But then like I am after another hour, so.
Upstairs in Voodoo has gotten very good at the moment with, is it Parfit?
Yes, yeah, okay.
He's really good.
It is really good up there. And like the light, and it's just really, I don't know, it's kind of like fairy light vibes, and I really like it up there.
Yeah, and he's there with the guitar and playing the songs that everyone knows, and it's kind of
it's the real sing-along one. Yeah, it's the real sing-along ones that like everyone just belts out together.
Yeah.
It is nice up there.
Yeah, so, and then we were talking last week, just because I want to get a bit of perspective of a fellow second year, because last week we had David, who's in final year, and Timmy is in first year. So as like a fellow second year, like, how much would you really, like, how much would you be spending on, like, an average night out?
Okay. I've had to cut back recently because it's just gone crazy. So, if I'm in, some nights I'm just in that mood of buying drinks for everyone and I have to
Dangerous.
It's so dangerous.
You see, because sometimes if there's, like, a bit of a lull, I'm kind of like, oh, anyone want to get a drink?
You feel like you need to pick up the energy.
And then I just end up paying.
I know. And, like, I just can't. No, I've, like, tried to tell myself this year, no. So I get my West Coast cooler, so that's
right. It's the CSR, and it's the corporate I'm social being very, responsibility.
Like, I'm being very, like, exact.
Charitable.
Yeah, very charitable. I just, like, love giving back to my community, which is my friends. No, I spend, I don't know, because even your curry cheese chips, like, they could charge me, like, $8.50 and I wouldn't even notice, like.
I know, it's the food at the end of the night sometimes is the killer. But if I don't have food before I get home,
it kind of sobers you up, so it's like worth it. I would say I spend maybe on like a good night where I'm not going crazy, like €30-40.
Really?
Which is very good.
That is very
good. That's this year. I've been doing well this year.
Last year, I think maybe it was because I was in first year and a lot of my friends were at home, so we weren't prinking.
Yes.
Like, it could have been an astronomical, like, when I think back on how much I was spending on a night out, it was great.
That is a very good point, because I was commuting, I was living at home last year, but I'm staying in Crow's Nest this year, so I can actually have Pringles in my apartment before
it makes
we go
all
out,
the difference,
whereas I'm not going to have Pringles in Bandon before I get the like hour bus
up. You'd be sober and hungover by the time you arrive to court.
So then like our Pringles would have started, like we'd have walked into somewhere like the Wash sober, which like could not afford that these days.
Actually, like the Wash, it's a bit small, but when it's quiet, it can be really nice.
Yeah.
It's like when it's like, I don't know, like Monday night maybe.
Yeah, maybe. No, to be fair, I haven't been there in a while, but that's just my death row night out because of the memories that I have in there with the girls. Okay. I would just have to go. And I don't really know where else I would go for Pringles these days, to be honest.
Well,
not like Pringles, but like in between, say, Pringles and the nightclub.
I th- I don't know. I'd say I just go straight to the nightclub. To be
yeah, because same or the Wash. But the like main reason that I'm thinking is probably the Wash that we used to go to is because you don't have to pay to get in there again. Like you don't. You're not going to pay to go in somewhere and then leave there to go into the nightclub that you're also paying to go into afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to Gaia now tonight.
Oh yes, Gaia is good. That'll be
and
fun.
They're doing a deal. If you get a tipsy Smurf, you get a free spice bag. Yeah. Which I think is so good. So I'm definitely going for that.
I didn't even know that they do food there.
They have a kind of a rapport with Leonard's.
Oh.
But maybe the spice bag's from Lemon Tree. I'm not too sure.
That seems like very good.
Yeah.
Tipsy Smurf and then that.
Well, that's what I saw. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe no. I saw it and I was like getting all these sort of mad.
That would be very maybe, good. But also the thought of mixing a Tipsy Smurf with a spice bag.
Yeah, Spice Bag Tuesday. Free spice bag with every Tipsy Smurf.
Yeah, that sounds so nice. Tuesday, but mixing the blue drink and then think of your spicy spice bag.
I know. I got a Tipsy Smurf the other day. Oh my God, it's grim.
You'd have to eat the spice bag first and then have your drink afterwards, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, could I sip it along with my spice bag?
True. Anyway, I'm going to go because yeah, it's a really good deal.
It's a very good
but,
deal.
But like that again now, you know, like you're paying for each individual drink of Prinks and it's just like the bill is racking up at the end of the night. But then it comes into what we were talking about ages ago that you don't need to drink.
No. No.
To have fun. Which people forget.
People forget.
It's important to remember that.
Yeah.
Especially, and I always remember it when I have got like very little money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, hold, it's like I've come to this like big revelation. Wait, I don't need money. I don't need
another drink. Yeah.
To have
it's
fun.
Almost like, I feel like for me, it's almost like just to have a drink in my hand or like, it, like you said, like if it's kind of awkward, I'm like, oh my God, come on. But
yeah.
No.
No, if it gets a bit awkward in the nightclub, I'm kind of like, oh, everyone, let's get a shot. And then I pay. And then I'm down money and I feel sick.
Yeah.
It's like not a good combination. So
it's
I just
good
to
know,
like
I don't know, if you space it out more, maybe get a glass of water in between or something.
The water. And like, how do you find drinking with sparkling water? Do you find you're more?
I don't know. I don't really notice like a difference. I just like the fizzy.
Yeah, because I've heard that like the fizzy drinks is what the killer. That's what gives you the hangover the next morning.
To be fair, the cordial kind of stuff is what gives you, because it's like so sweet.
So sugary.
But that's why I get like, well, see, I drink sparkling water at the apartment, but then when I'm out, I just get it with tap water. But, you know, like some people get like a vodka raz and then they don't get any water. So it's literally just the vodka and they fill up the glass with cordial. Like if you think like you never would just drink a glass of that at home, like without the vodka, and that's so sugary and that gives you such a headache. So
I have to have water.
Yeah, I fill it up with water and then put in like, as if you're making a normal glass of like juice at home.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It probably doesn't help great with the hangover, but it's the only way I like it really, so.
To be fair though, like I'd prefer to be a bit hungover than feel sick all night because I'm drinking something that I actually don't like.
Yeah, I have to like the taste of it or else it just, like I cannot drink it, so.
Yeah. So we're going to go now to another song. I think, Aoife, this was yours. It's Disturbia by Rihanna. I'm kind of not, sometimes I'm not great with the name of songs, but you're definitely going to know this song when you hear it.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this? Consume you.
that was your favourite song on a night out?
One of them, definitely.
One of them.
I love that whole era of songs, the 2000s, 2010s, classics. I just love it.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not a fan.
No, they're good. No, they are good.
They're very basic. I have very basic music taste, but I just love those kind of like classic girl songs.
Yeah. You see, when they come on in a club, now I'm not that familiar with that one, but when they come on in a club, I'm like, oh, this is great. But like, listen to it in my free time. But then like, next up now, after this, I'll play one of the songs that I would like in a club.
Okay.
And I would still listen to it like
outside.
Regularly.
Yeah, okay, let's see.
But so, not only is Rag on this week, but it's clashing a bit with Valentine's Day.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
Doesn't affect me, but that's fine.
It's good for some people and it's bad for other people. Like, for people that are in a relationship that, you know, want to have a nice relaxing
like
dinner out in town.
Yeah. Or night in or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
They're gonna find it pretty challenging. Like, I was talking to one of the girls in the Commerce Society yesterday and she's going for dinner in town on Wednesday. And she was saying that she's kinda nervous that like she doesn't want there to be like a load of drunk people just rambling around.
Which is
so fair.
It is fair. Like, you don't want your romantic date, everything going nice, you're all dressed up and then you step outside and you see people throwing pizza at each other.
Yeah, it's
or
a bit
something
of a downer.
Like yeah.
So, like, and especially because Wednesday is Trad Night at the Rock, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, it will be a big night.
Queuing all morning, and then they'll obviously continue the party into town. But then for the people who aren't in a relationship, like ourselves, it's brilliant.
I think it takes
the pressure off.
I think it does too, because, I don't know, I just feel like, I don't care that I'm single, but on Valentine's Day, if you are at home, you are going to be a bit like, oh, I'm doing nothing right now. But we can fill that hole with going out for Rag with our friends. So
yeah. Now,
it is great.
I personally, like, even if it wasn't Rag, I don't think I'd be that bothered. Like,
do you think?
It's just another day. I think the whole thing is a bit ridiculous. Like, I know it dates back to St. Valentine and there's like a lot of history behind it, I presume.
Yeah.
But
there is
the whole thing is gone very commercial.
It is.
That it doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like something that is that important.
No, like, I was thinking, like, the shops that sell so much Valentine's Day decorations, like, why do you need decorations if it's just you and your partner going for dinner
or doing something? Yeah, why?
Like, it's
the balloons.
It's so commercialized. Like, it's for Galentine's now, which, like, I will be having a Galentine's with my friends.
Yeah.
But the decorations are for that, which is, like, not the original, like, meaning of Valentine's Day, I feel like. Do you know, like, balloons, paper plates, Valentine's, napkins, like, who is decorating their house for Valentine's Day?
I agree.
Unless it's like, for like setting up a cute date, a surprise, I guess, but I feel like that's a bit niche.
Yeah. I also, like, I know that it's a nice opportunity, it's a nice excuse to go out for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, and that is nice, but I think you shouldn't need an excuse to be nice to whoever you're with.
Not like extra nice or like,
you should just be nice all the time.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like, oh, only on this one day.
Yeah.
I
think it would be nice like on Valentine's Day to maybe go to a restaurant or like do something, like if I was to choose that, like we would do regular anyway and it would just be like some, like another, you know, maybe a little, dress up a little extra or like.
Yeah, go to somewhere a bit fancy or something.
Yeah.
But like and especially all this like Valentine's Day presents.
That's a lot.
Do you need, like, you don't need to give someone a present for Valentine's Day. Like, maybe
flowers and a card.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line. And a bottle of wine or something. Potentially. Is where I draw the
present.
Line. That is a present. But
it's something that you can both enjoy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just another commercial holiday that they roll out all the red decorations and stuff.
Yes.
The second Christmas is over.
Yeah.
And then, but like, let's talk about this now for a second. There's Easter eggs already out.
I know, that's actually insane.
Like, I know, now, today actually is Pancake Tuesday.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I completely forgot.
We're going having pancakes as our food, as our dinner before we go out, which might be a bad idea. But
I might actually get some ingredients and make them when I go home, because I completely forgot. I feel like it really crept up. It kind of came out of nowhere this year.
Pun intended, crept up.
Oh, stop. That was not intended for anyone listening. I'm not that cringy. But yeah, no, it really did just come out of nowhere.
It did, to be fair. And I think the fact is during Rag Week, like, there's so much going on at the moment.
I know. And like, for anyone that is religious, because I know like there are a lot of people who kind of are quite silent about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be like seen as embarrassing or something. But tomorrow is then Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday is tomorrow, yes.
Yeah. So that can also be very challenging to be in the middle of RAG because, you know, Ash Wednesday, it's kind of like a reverent day. And then, you know, it's the start of Lent and you're like cutting back on things and you're kind of, I don't know, giving up something. Yeah. And that can be really hard in the middle of RAG.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hard when there's things like that to juggle them as a student. And then like if I told my friends, oh, I'm not drinking because it's Lent.
Yeah. I know.
They'd look at me like I'd 10 heads.
Yeah.
Now, like, yeah, I think it is kind of, can be seen as kind of embarrassing if you're anyway, like, religious.
Yeah.
But
I think a lot of people are. But
I think they are, but it's kind of like silent. It's not really talked about.
And I think maybe like it might be a case of as well, like people at home, I don't know, it's like if it's something that you grew up with at home and then you're now living in college by yourself, you mightn't keep up the practices like as much because you're not surrounded by like, you know, your family. Like say if my family were going to Mass on Ash Wednesday to get the ashes or whatever. But then if I'm up here in college, like I wouldn't even know where to go or I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
You know, like I wouldn't have. Like
it was so easy when we were in school.
It was just so easy. You just kind of go along with it. But no, I think it is good. And it's good to mention it.
Tuesday. My granny now would listen to this podcast all the time. And she's always on to me about, like, you know, talking about religion. And she's actually going to be delighted that I'm mentioning this now. But there's this society on campus. It's called Connect.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Catholic society. But I was just saying that like the reason I don't bring it up is because it's like there's so many other religions on campus, like with 22,000 people on the campus, you can't just talk about the majority of us that like I would know were kind of all from like Catholic schools and stuff.
You know from primary school and secondary school,
but it's kind of, you don't really want to kind of exclude anyone on a podcast like this, but it is important to mention because, like, Pancake Tuesday and Lent and Ash Wednesday and stuff, like, it's
a big thing for
now.
People. Like, yeah, it's like one of the biggest, like, I suppose, parts of the year for people, like,
who follow the calendar.
Like, yeah, so
yeah. But the point, anyway, was that Easter eggs,
I know,
are out already. They were out weeks ago.
Yeah, I just like, I know they have a long shelf life or whatever, but like, I would want one more closer to the time. Like, I don't want to be sitting looking at it on my shelf.
And like they're selling them off in Tesco for €1.
Why now? Like, I don't know why.
Why are they being reduced already? There's no need for them.
Like after Easter.
Yeah. And especially like, and the point that I was trying to make was that it's like when Lent starts, the whole point is to try and like not eat chocolate or not drink alcohol or whatever. And then when they're shoving it in your face, when you go
at
into
that
the supermarket.
Price as well.
Yeah. There's like eggs everywhere.
Yeah.
And like, I'm very impartial to it. To an Easter egg.
Yeah,
I think
they're
chocolate
lovely.
Is so much nicer than regular. But they're shoving it in your face and you're trying to be healthy, you're trying to cut out chocolate and it's just there all the time.
And I think it takes away like when they're in so early, like I know my brother and stuff now, because of the price of them, he would just get an Easter egg instead of the chocolate bar or something as his like snack during school or whatever, which is fine. But I think that takes away from like the specialness of getting an Easter egg, like, and like saving them for Easter Sunday and stuff like
I
that.
Agree.
Or like, do you know, if they're out for so long, it's kind of just like, oh, it's an Easter egg. I just see it as a piece of chocolate.
They're taking
now.
Away the magic.
Yeah.
It's the same with Christmas. Like the Christmas decorations are out way too early.
Yeah.
They completely bypass Halloween now, which was actually an Irish tradition that spread around the world. And they've completely taken the magic out of that because they're whipping out the Christmas trees in September.
Yeah.
Like it's ridiculous.
It's like when you're looking at stuff for too long, it's just like there's no excitement around it anymore, I feel like.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Like before, you know, me and my brother used to go down to the supermarket like a week before Easter and we'd like be looking at all these huge, massive Easter eggs and stuff. And like it was so exciting.
It's
and
so
now
exciting.
Like
they're just there for so long. Like you don't even like by the time it comes to Easter, we won't even be noticing them in the shops, like, because we'll be so used to seeing them there. So,
And you know what else gets me is that, like, you know, the kids finish up school in June, which is so late now that we think about it, because we're finishing up in May. But they finish up in June. But before they've even finished school, there's back to school stuff out in Super Value.
Like, give them a break.
It's so annoying.
I know.
I used to hate it. We used to just be out of school and then they'd be like, oh,
ask for uniforms and stuff like
buy
that.
Your copy books here, get your school socks there. Like,
you just want to forget about it for they only have such a short time, such a short
you
break.
You just want a break from all of that nonsense.
Yeah.
So, next, we're going to play a song that I really, really like. I listen to this all the time. And every week after choir, when we're driving down to the pub, I play this in the car. And it really gets you on. Now, it might be a bit intense for a Tuesday morning, but we're going to play it anyway.
It can't be too intense for Rag.
It can't be too... You're right. You're dead right. So, this is Wasser Ton Schaman. It's like a techno mix for Techno Tuesday.
Okay.
So brace yourself. It's actually my favorite. That was Wasser Ton Schaman. I butchered that French, which is depressing, seeing as I did French for 7 years. You'd never think it. But that is like, when that comes on in the club, I'm good to go. Like, we were on holidays there a few weeks ago, and the DJ in the club was taking everyone's recommendations, and I recommended that song.
Yeah.
It was just electric. It was class.
I have to say, I like it.
It's good.
I think you're seeing me and Aaron's very different personalities coming through in the songs we've chosen. But I actually really like it. I feel like if I was out, I would eat that up.
Yeah,
I
would it
like
would it definitely get you going.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, Erasmus.
Very exciting topic.
We have talked about it a few times last semester, but now that all the placements are coming out for Erasmus, it's kind of good to circle back to it. So, Aoife,
yes.
You're in commerce. What have you decided to do for next year? What's your Erasmus, or are you doing placement, or what's your plan?
So, in commerce, because I don't do commerce with the language, so like initially I would have thought maybe I wouldn't have had the opportunity for Erasmus or something, because, you know, I haven't done a language, so I don't know, I just like that's like my preconception, but no, that is not the case at all. So, commerce actually has like three options for your third year, so you can either stay in UCC for the full year and then go on your work placement, you can go abroad for the semester one and then do your work placement, or you can go abroad for the full year. So there's actually so much choice. And I just decided to have like the best of both worlds by going abroad. Well, I applied to go abroad for semester one and then do the work placement in semester two. So I actually found out yesterday that I got my Erasmus in Madrid, which I am so happy about. And I can't wait. And I can't actually believe, like, I kind of like was like, oh my God, it's actually real now. Like, I'll actually be going. I didn't like think that far ahead, but I'm very excited. And I know like that there's offers coming out, but I do want to say, like, obviously I got my choice and I'm delighted. But I do think, like, even if you don't get your first choice, it's like what you make it. Like, wherever you go, it can be a really great experience if you just throw yourself into it and like really, like, I don't know, like you can enjoy it no matter where you go. And if you end up not getting your Erasmus placement at all, even though you applied for it, you will still have a great time in UCC. You can maybe join some like extra clubs and societies if you're staying, like take it as a sign that like you're meant to be here, and you can like enjoy the extra things that UCC has to offer for an extra semester. So I just wanted to say that as well.
Yeah. And I, you know, I think I'm a big like advocate for everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
Like, if you don't get your first choice, you weren't meant to get it.
No, and you wouldn't have enjoyed it probably.
Yeah. So to just kind of go with the flow of things, and try not to, you know, be too disappointed. But then again, like, congratulations on getting Madrid. That's really good.
I'm so excited.
It'll be so nice to be in like such a warm, sunny climate when it's like this outside.
I know, hopefully. And I just like, I actually don't know any Spanish, which I was like, oh, will I go for it? But it's all like, we got, as commerce students, we got like a list of the universities that are open to us, and they all are, have been like approved as like all being taught through English and everything. So that side of it is fine. But I'm definitely going to try and like learn some Spanish from now until I go, just in like, you know, get by. And as well, a great offer is that when I'm there, I get to take like 3 Spanish classes a week, which I think is quite good. Like,
yeah, that's really good.
It like comes with it. It's like optional, but I definitely will be taking that up and like try and get to see as much Spanish culture and stuff like that while I'm there.
Yeah, so definitely, because I know like the Spanish are really good for like speaking Spanish with people who aren't good at great. And then like it's kind of a mutual benefit, because you'll be learning Spanish and you'll help the Spanish students with their English.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
the university I'm going to is actually a very, like, international university. I think they have on their website that there's, like, over 75 countries studying, like, people from over 75. Yeah. Like, it's very, like, people from all over. So I think that'll be really interesting to get to know other people. And this is just kind of, like, a side note to Erasmus, but I think, like, about, like, learning some Spanish before I go, I just think, like, I don't know if this is, like, unpopular opinion, but it's like respectful to learn some languages, like some words of the language before you go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, not that I'm going to be fluent, but I just think if you go on holiday somewhere and you're visiting somewhere, it's nice to be able to say, please, thank you, hello.
It makes a difference. And, you know, it shows that you're kind of somewhat interested. Like, obviously, they're not expecting you to go over there being fluent.
No, exactly.
But to just show that you have an interest is important.
Saying thank you, you know, saying like,
because they all know English when they come here.
Yeah.
So why should we expect, why should they know? They all know English coming here, so why should we not like know something?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially like, when it's Spanish. I mean, it's not like
it's not that hard to like pick up a few words and just try and get like some, you know, and like some of the common things that like I might need to say.
Yeah.
And my best friend speaks Spanish as well, so I will be getting her to teach
You're
me some before I go, hopefully. Yes.
And I am going to be so jealous, because the nightlife in Spain is going to be unreal.
Hopefully, which I'm a big fan of nightlife.
Oh my God.
And Madrid, it's like the university is like right in the city centre, and it's like, I feel like very, because I was weighing up the options, like there's so many options and it's like they're all different vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, for example, my second choice was Lund in Sweden, which I would have also really liked, but it's completely different. It's a small village university, do you know, it's very slow.
And it's not on the mainland.
It's not, no. And it's like very slow, but which like, that's a very different experience, but it would also be a good experience as well. But I'm definitely excited for the kind of like city.
This is that again, like you were meant to get your first choice.
Yes.
You know, Madrid is where you should be going.
Yeah.
So that's really good. I myself have applied for Erasmus. I have not heard back yet. I'm still waiting. I have to go on one because I'm Arts International. So like it's part of the course to go abroad for the year. I was given I had to put down 6 places that I'd like to go. Usually you get your first or second.
Yeah.
They're both in the Netherlands, so I will be learning double Dutch. But, you know, it's just, the earlier you find out, the better, because it gives you more time
to plan,
to
stress and like
find accommodation. And it's kind of, I feel like it's really dragging on now, and I just would like to know.
Yeah.
You know, fair. I submitted my application in December.
Yeah.
Start of December.
Yeah.
And it's now February. So it would be nice if anyone from the office is listening, please give me my Erasmus now.
I don't know.
But so for accommodation, you've gotten your place in Madrid. Did they tell you anything about accommodation, or how does
I
that work?
I was like, no, not yet, because I think the next steps now is that the office will get in contact with the University of Madrid and like sort that out, and I'll be contacted then like with the next steps of the application process. But I do need to, I've been like looking up the accommodation myself on the website. But then I know some people were saying yesterday because that something like that, they source accommodation. So I actually definitely do need to get onto them and just see what the story is, because I don't want to leave it too late and then obviously be stuck with nothing.
I know, yeah.
It's very hard to know, especially all the Spanish websites when I'm trying to look through it. It's hard to know what ones are for visiting students to apply to and stuff like that. But I suppose I was having a look, but I was kind of waiting until I got my place before
I
properly looked.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do as well.
I didn't want to get my hopes up too much. Like,
I don't want to psych myself up to go to Utrecht and then I'm not actually going there. I'm going somewhere else. And then I found this really nice apartment and I'm like, oh, I can't go there now.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I found out all about the nightlife and I buzzed and nothing. So
yeah, so I did like basic research, but nothing.
Nothing in depth.
Nothing in depth. But now definitely is the time that I can start looking at that.
Well, that's brilliant. And I love that commerce, you get the option to do both.
Yeah, because some people, it just doesn't, like, some people can't think of anything worse than going abroad. Some people are such, like, homebirds, you know, like, that they like staying, they love UCC, which, like, obviously I love UCC too, but
it's nice to see somewhere else.
Yeah,
Like,
they really give you such, like, a choice. Like, you really can just pick the kind of third year that suits you and, like, what your situation is best. So, it's great.
Yeah. So, and then with placement then, have you applied for that or is that all happening next year?
That's all happening next year. So most of the applications are September, October.
Okay.
And then you start the following like March, I think. And it's for 6 months. So I think it goes till August.
Okay.
So we have had though a few lectures now the past few weeks, just giving us like information about it, just to start thinking, because there is so many options and it is hard to know. Like, I love accounting. So I'm thinking, I like to do placement in accounting, but within accounting, there is literally like, could be over 15 or 20 roles.
Yeah.
And I have to pick one of them, but they all mean nothing to me yet because I'm currently trying to research what the difference is between them. So there is a lot of prep work to like make sure that you pick somewhere that will suit you. But it is definitely a great opportunity, the placement.
Yeah. So that's just kind of a brief timeline for anyone in first year who is thinking about what they're gonna do in third year.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the different options and the kind of the brief timeline of when you can be expecting to hear about all of this. So we're going to play another song before we finish up. So this is, now I really like this song and I really like it even more after going on a ski trip, because it's kind of, it was pretty big at Apres this year. This is World Hold On, but it's the Fisher rework.
Your heart, what do you feel? Open up your heart, what do you feel? Is it real? Yeah. The Big Bang may be a million years away. Oh. But I can't think of a better time to say.
So that was World Hold On by Fisher and Bob Sinclair. I feel like we can both agree that's
a classic.
That's a classic.
I mean, go wrong. I feel like that's
it's a safe option, yeah. But it's really good.
It will suit everyone.
Definitely.
I think we had a good mix of songs there now this morning.
I think so too. I think, you know, they're not too intense, but they'll get you in a good mood and yes. Get you ready for the day, especially because of the weather outside. I mean, I'm looking out here at the window.
I know, it's not great.
It's cold, it's wet, but it's not even it's like that misty rain. Yeah. And it's just irritating.
It's very annoying.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Just make up your mind. So that's kind of all we had time for today, unfortunately, yeah. But a lot to get done now this week between RAG and then, are you doing a Galentine's, did you say?
We are doing Galentine's, I think, on Saturday, so
nice.
After
RAG. And what's
your
Galentine's plan?
So we're going for the very TikTok kind of vibe, but we won't be making a TikTok, but we're going cocktails, we're doing boards, I probably will make a TikTok, yeah, who am I kidding? so we're doing bring a board, so I'm doing pizza board.
Oh, lovely.
And we're doing, I think we might do the guess who of people we know from secondary school.
That is such a good one.
Which
I would love
seeing.
To do that.
We're going to try to do that. And we were going to get matching PJs, but €18 now in pennies, so I think we're going to ditch
pajamas?
That. Yeah.
That is a disgrace.
I know.
What?
Especially during RAG week, so I think we'll skip that part of it. But yeah, that's going to be our Galentine's. Very exciting.
Lovely. I did one myself last Friday, or the Friday just gone.
Yeah.
And I had my friends over, and it was before 21st, so we were pranking.
Oh, yes.
But we made mimosas, and
yum.
I made us pizza, and I got us a canvas, and we all did the painting
so
and Prosecco kind of a thing. So that was actually really nice.
Yeah.
Now, I was rushing around like a mad woman because I was coming from choir and then there was loads of other stuff and I had to get ready for the night out. So I didn't really decorate as well as I should have.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not all about that.
No, it's not about the decoration. It's about spending time with your friends.
Definitely. So that's unfortunately all we have time for today. So we're going to finish up. I'm trying to figure out what we're going to finish up with. Okay. We're going to finish up with Stereo Love. This was actually Jamie Brown's
suggestion.
And he told me last night that he was definitely going to make it to the radio at 9 in the morning and he's nowhere to be seen, which is not surprising. I don't blame him. But this was his suggestion anyway. This is Stereo Love. So thank you so much for listening this morning and good luck to everyone with RAG and have a great week. And we'll see you at the same time again next week here on UCC 98.3 FM.